The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. Or maybe it's not evening where you are. Good morning, good afternoon. A warm welcome. So, as usual, I'll begin with a guided meditation. So, allowing ourselves to take our meditation seat, our meditation posture. And just arriving here in this moment, in this location. For now, there's nowhere else to be and nothing else to do. Except to be here with this experience of beginning a meditation session. So feeling the body, the pressure of the chair, or cushion, bench, bed, couch, whatever it might be against the body. And then noticing that the body is breathing. Of course it's breathing. Noticing the in-breaths. The stretching, the pulling, the expansion of the chest area, perhaps, or the belly. And noticing the out-breaths, the exhales. What does it feel like to have an exhale? Just in a gentle, relaxed manner. And noticing the the transitions between the inhales and the exhales. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. Just resting the attention on the sensations of breathing. And when the mind wanders, we don't have to make it be a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again. We're practicing with a sense of warmth and openness, not a tight, constricted, striving kind of way, but with ease and sincerity. Then we might notice that there is a compelling bodily sensation. We can let go of the breath, so to speak, and invite in this compelling bodily sensation. This too can be incorporated, folded into our meditation practice. and when it's no longer compelling. We just very simply return to the breath. There is something that occurs when we turn towards a compelling or difficult or uncomfortable sensation and are able to be with it, even if it is just for a fraction of a second. But rather than reflexively jumping away, but to recognize, yes, this is uncomfortable, this is compelling. To turn towards and invite in instead of push away. It's a type of confidence that grows. As we recognize, yes, I can be with some difficult, uncomfortable sensations. This confidence grows as we recognize our capacity to be with difficulties is increasing. Maybe only by a small amount. That's okay. Maybe our confidence also grows as we recognize that we can direct the mind a little bit. We can turn toward things, towards the breath, towards a bodily sensation. Our capacity for directing or inclining the mind is increasing. sometimes it's helpful to just recognize, acknowledge our confidence. It's just naturally shifting the more we practice. Shifting to be a little bit bigger, a little bit steadier. And as we practice, we have more and more experiences. Some of them of being uncomfortable. And then recognizing, okay, I can be uncomfortable. I don't have to make it more difficult than it is. And as our confidence increases, there are less things that we have to avoid, shy away from. Less people we need to avoid and shy away from. And with this confidence, it allows us to maybe be the one that's steady when others are feeling out of balance, unsteady. Perhaps we increase our capacity that we can support and comfort others just by noticing that our capacity is increasing. Every time that there's a difficult, uncomfortable moment in our meditation and we're able to, however slightly, however short of a time, we're able to just be with it. And in this way, our meditation can be a support, not only for us, but for others, and can ripple out from us to others, so that our practice can be for the benefit of all beings, everywhere.